We're holding here in Siman Tof Nun Aleph, Sif Beis, the halachas of Hagolas Kalim, and the Mechaber tells us a kuvyo, shehu kli she'oisin milaveinim v'afar. A kuvyo is a kli, it's a type of oven, it's a vessel which is made out of levenim, bricks, and afar, and the earth, dirt. V'oifim metagnim boy, and they bake and they fry things in this kuvyo. V'chein tanner cotton, so too a small cotton, a small tanner, small oven. Shekoyrin pidlayo. Hesekoy mibachutz is also lafois boy v'pesach. These, the kuvyo and the tanner, since they are, the flame comes from the outside. I just use this cup as an example. The flame shoots from the outside. Heating up a flame on the outside of this kuvyo or a pidlaya will not help the kasher because the isser is on the inside and the flame is going on the outside. Right? Once again, the words of the Mechaber is telling us that we bake and fry in the inside of it. So it's not going to help to put the flame on the outside. Hesekim mibachutz is also lafos by Pesach. He cannot use it to bake with it on Pesach. The ein chametz sheboy niflot bekach. What's the reason why it's aser? Because the chametz which is inside will not be removed, will not come out in such a way. Vim moloi gicholim mibifnim shari. However, if a person would place gicholim, the coals, mibifnim on the inside, then it would take out, be poilet, the taste, the tam from the iser, from the chametz. Mishnah Berurah sif katan yud zayin hesekai mibachutz on the bottom of the first column of the page there in the Mishnah Berurah sif katan yud zayin kain sarich loymer. He says he's adding the vav. If you look in the mechaber, the way we have the words, it says a kuvya shu kli shoyisim milaveinim va'afar va'oifim umetagnim boy. It's aser. It's aser. He doesn't put the word vav. He tells us it reads better with the word vav. And it's aser to bake with it. Right, Neil, you see that? Okay. I know you would appreciate that. I think he's telling us it's not that it's a different gersa. This is the correct gersa. In other words, the Mechaber didn't have it incorrect. But we don't have the correct text. I think that's the way the Mishnah is telling us. This that they did hasaka from the outside, which means what is hasaka? It means the fire came from the outside, lahoitzi habalua, to take that which was absorbed in the inside. However, if you fill up this oven with coals, Hatam, the reason why this will be permissible now, the stam buchyo, ein darko lizbakeya. The stam buchyo, the regular buchyo, this type of kli, this maybe brick oven, it's not going to break and crack if you fill it with coals. Al kain, ein lochosh dil mechayis alei. We don't have to be concerned that a person will not put enough coals in there and it won't get to the right temperature. We won't be concerned that he won't kasher it, won't take care of it properly. Now, if you have bricks which have been burned in the kivshon, the kiln, the furnace, yeshaleim din kli cheres. They have a status of called a kli cheres. Vim nishbach aleim davar iseach, and if something hot falls on them, if you have chametz on the bricks, the way to kasher it is through libun. Libun is, say, placing the hot coals directly on it or with a blowtorch, something like that. As we'll see later on. The libun helps, even inside of the oven, because he's not concerned for it that it will be it will crack and get ruined, as opposed to like by the pots where he is.
Does that mean every inch of it has to be touched with the coals, or is it enough that it's like, you know, and how thorough? I mean,
after the brackets, avol levenim shenisiyavshu rak bechama, but if you have bricks that were formed into a brick through the heat of the sun, yesh lahem din kli adama umahani lahem agola. They have a different status, and then it's called a kli adama, and then you can do hagola to such a kli. Vim nefav and itzla alehem, and if it was baked or roasted on these kalim, on these bricks that were formed from the heat of the sun, harei tashmishun al dei ha'ur v'tzrichin libun. Then, had it become treif, or had it become chamistik, through direct contact with the heat. So when it becomes without liquid, then you need libun. Libun is without liquid, hagala is with liquid. If it became chamistik or treif with liquid, then it has to be, normally speaking, kashered through the same process that it became chametzik or treif with. Here we're discussing specifically more chametz. Treif is in your deitzim kuf chaf aleph. Let's see the mechaber sif gimel. Okay, we're going to start it today. We're not going to finish the whole sif. Simon, rather. Sif, yeah. Okay. Sakinim magilim bekli rishon mutarim. Knives, a sakin is a knife. Sakinim magilon, how do you kasher a knife? The way you kasher a knife is by putting into a kli rishon, and then they are mutar. Then they're permissible to be used. You could use this knife. We're going to discuss what a kli rishon is. Let me just mention, when you have a pot on the flame, let's discuss Erev Shabbos, you have your chicken soup cooking. That's called the kli rishon. Okay? Why? Because it's ala esh. Now, a kli rishon is also called a kli rishon if it's removed from the flame and it's still piping hot. There's a discussion whether or not can a person do hagalah, do his kashering of the knives or anything as we kashered, in that kli rishon, which was husur me'ala esh, which was removed from the flame. But when we say kli rishon here, we're saying that it's on the flame. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yutes, before we see further, sakinim, bein gedoilim or bein ketanim, whether they are large knives or small knives. In other words, irrelevant whether the knife was used for sometimes by the shvud, the spit, when you have the rotisserie going, so you want to smear some sauce, some barbecue dry, whatever it is, something on it, on the food. So you'll take the long knife, and then maybe that process of how that knife is being used is through the ur, through the esh, the fire, and maybe I would think I would have to kash it with the fire also. So here we're saying whether it's a large knife that might be used in such a way because you want to stay away from the fire, or whether it's a small knife that you just use in the normal process, they have to be kashered through hagalah, putting into the hot pot.
What about other types of tables?
Spoons and forks and other tableware, normally speaking, where they're used, they come in contact with the liquid. Let's say a person would take his cheesy spoon, milchuk spoon, and start mixing the meatballs. Right? So we're not discussing whether you can eat the meatballs or not, but the blashish, and that's not the issue. But then he pulls out the spoon, and he realized that was the same spoon. He was just mixing the onion soup. The onion soup, he just put in the cheese in the onion soup. So now, yes, he had some, he was just using it. So that's that, and he would have to kasher that spoon. And through hagol as well, that's my point, through hagol as well. So gedoyim, bein's like bein gedoyim, bein ketanim, af in ishtamish behem chametz bechamin, kol ashana, dai b'hagol pesach. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us, a person might think that it absorbs so much iser, because this spoon or the knife absorbs so much chametz throughout the year, maybe I would have to do a libun to it, a higher level of kashering. So we're saying no. Dai b'hagol ala Pesach. All you have to do is hagol. V'af al pi shesakinim habluim mishari surim. Even though sakinim, knives, which are absorbed from other isurim, says the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridayasim Kufchav Aleph shetzorech lalab number or kedesh leishtamish b'mechamin. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, in order to kasha them, you'd have to milaben ba'or, you'd have to heat it with fire. So how come over here we're saying you could just do hagola, the lower level of kashering? In your day, we say that the knives have to be kashered, a knife which is treif has to be kashered with libun, with or. How come over here we're saying hagola works? Hacha says the Mishnah Berurah, the answer is kevan sheyesh oimrim. There are those that paskin sha'afilu kelim habluim mechametz adei or bilvad nami ein tzrichin ela hagola. Since there are kelim that are absorbed from with chametz adei or through the fire, ein tzrichim el hagola. There are some places that say that these type of kelim, even though they come in contact with the or, they're only used with fire. All you have to do is hagola. We'll explain why that is. V'gam kama paiskim soivrim desakinim ein lahem din kelim habluim al yidei ha'or. Paiskim learn that the knife is not have a status of kelim which is used and absorbed through the ur. Ur is the fire. The afim hishtamish boi al yidei ha'or kegoyin shetochav boi chatichas pashtida ala eish. For example, you stuck this pashtida on the fire. V'komokayim roiv tashmishay hu shloy aldei ha'esh, vazina basa roiv. So the majority of the time, the way this is used, it's used not with esh, not with fire. And the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, we'll go after the majority of the time of how this knife is used. How is it used normally? With hagala, with a liquid. So then the way to kasher it is also with a liquid. Hagala, correct. As we'll see later on. Therefore, hitir lechatchila al de hagola bilvad. That's why we're saying over here, the Muhammad tells us, zakinim magilun b'kli rishon, you could cash it through hagola. We komaka mishe efshaloi, a person who has that ability, mitzvah min amuvcho sheyikne chadoshin lepesach, it's a mitzvah. The best way is to buy new utensils for Pesach. New kelim. And that's basically how we've accustomed ourselves today. Have new kelim for Pesach. Oy kosvu disakinim habluim mishar isurim. Knives which are absorbed from other isurim after lechatchila tzarech lelabnam. Even though lechatchila you have to do a libun. Mikomokam b'di'eved. If a person just did hagola im higil v'ishtamish bahem. If a person did hagola and he used them, b'chamin einoy aser. Then it's not going to be aser. The sakinim habluim mibaser lichalov dai b'hagola ach oil nagu b'iser b'zeh. Now, can a person, let's say, you realize that this milchix serving bowl will be a wonderful cholent serving bowl, but it's already milchix. Can I now take this and kasher it from fleishix into milchix? Put it into the boiling pot, or I have a big spoon, a big serving spoon, and I want to now change it from fleishix to milchix. Okay, so some people are shaking their heads no, some people are shaking their heads yes. What's the answer? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, the sakinim habluim, which are absorbed from basar, and then you want to go lichalav to milchix, or vice versa, dai v'hagala, all you have to do is hagala. But, so those who were shaking their heads, yes, you could do it, you're right. Those who are shaking their heads, no, you're also right. It's always good to feel like you're right. Ha'oilam nagu iser bazeh. The oilam, we accustom ourselves to say it's aser. What's the reason why we say it's aser? Basically, for lack of time, not to go into it too much, there's a major concern that will take place. One day it's milchix, the next day it's fleishix, and then in the third day, he makes it iser. Why? Because he forgot. Was it fleishix yesterday or was it milchix yesterday? I just kosher. What was the last thing I used it for? It was used within the past 24 hours. It wasn't used. So that's why we say, do not change things from a status from milchus to fleishiks. However, there is a solution that everybody can be happy with. What's that solution? It's coming up. Okay, the opportunity is coming up soon. The cost of shuas comes safer, simin kuf yud. The heicha de higil at soyech pesach hu noig lahati lahachlif in basal lecholov. O yivcha kemin shloi hoisa kavanas a hechshla soyech zeh. If a person is kashering something for Pesach, once he's kashering for Pesach, let's say he has that spoon that was milchiks, and he decides, you know what, I want to use this spoon for fleishiks. So he's going to kasher it from milchiks to, and now it's going to be parif, to be used for fleishiks. He'll use it for Pesach, for fleishiks. And now, of course, he'll use it the rest of the year for fleishiks. Once he's already kashering something for Pesach, he can then use it for whatever he wants to. Now, there's an interesting prima gadim. Prima gadim tells us, to go from milchiks to fleishiks, or fleishiks to milchiks throughout the year, we don't want to do, because of the concern that you might forget what status it was, or use it when it was a ben yomo. The solution is, he tells us, you hear this one now? Don't try this in your wife's kitchen, please. Okay, it's like, don't do this at home, right? Trafe it up. If you trafe up your fleishik pot, then you want to kosher it. Once you kosher your fleishik pot, all you can do is do what you want with it. You want to use it for your milchiks, use it for milchiks. Says the prima gadim, shiyatrif o yisoy kaidim lachein. First, trafe it up. Boifin zet, yahagalosim miblias iser. Then it absorbed iser, v'leim yibasar. Should be kosher, I think. So the point is that once it's trafe, you're allowed to kosher a trafe pot. So once you kosher it, you can use it for what you want to. We'll stop here for today.